Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast walking through the Bible to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're reflecting on Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. I'll read the passage, and then we'll get started. Matthew 28, starting in verse 18. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." First, let's read it in. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 is often called the Great Commission because that is what Jesus does in these verses. He established his authority, told the disciples what to do, and assured them that he would be with them always. In many ways, this is a commissioning of his people to go and be like him in the world that he has created. Now, let's break this down a little bit. Jesus announced that he has authority over heaven and on earth, and that authority was given to him by the Father, in verse 18. Because of this, Jesus officially passed down his authority to teach, preach, baptize, and train to his disciples. The disciples are to go and boldly teach, helping others to follow Jesus in all nations. Those who hear the gospel and accept Jesus will be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These commands from Jesus to the disciples are still true for the church today. We are to disciple the lost. And that word disciple means something very vibrant. It's a word that really draws a picture for us to follow. And what we are being commanded here is essentially this: to help others follow Jesus on purpose. That's what the word discipleship means, helping others follow Jesus on purpose. And so we go to the least, the last, and the lost of this world to preach the gospel. But Jesus didn't just make commands and leave his disciples hanging. Jesus assured them that he would be with them always, even to the end of the age. And he is a helper coming in the Holy Spirit to lead and guide our efforts to reach the world. Jesus promises that he will be with us as well as we continue to obey his command to make disciples, and he has given us the church as a conduit to do so. Now, let's take a moment and pray it up. Verse 19, Jesus challenges the disciples to go and make disciples of all nations. Now, that doesn't mean every follower of Jesus will go to every nation, but his people will be sent out collectively to all nations on earth. Take a moment and ask God, is there anything that keeps you from going today? Whether that's across the street, across your community, across the city, or across the ocean, what keeps you from going? Now, take a moment to praise Jesus for his authority over heaven and earth, meaning all authority has been given to him, and now he empowers you with that authority to go to all nations, tongues, and tribes. Thank him that he empowers you with what you need to go. Finally, let's take a minute to talk about living this out. We don't just want to be hearers of the word only. We want to be doers of the word. So here's a couple questions. How are you living out the Great Commission today? Have you been hesitant to present the gospel to a family member, a coworker, a friend? What success stories do you have where God has used you as a disciple to share the gospel? Number two, what does "I am with you always, even to the end of the age" mean in your daily life? How does this promise impact your actions, activities, and choices? Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.